This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Of Sunday afternoon, May the 27th, 1984, Memorial Weekend Camp Meeting at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. And Glenn and Irma Miller are the speakers of the afternoon.
Yes, it actually comes from clear back to Nimrod and to Mars. We need to study these things. We need to study history, because history is a record that verifies the word of the Lord. History verifies the word of the Lord, and we need to study it. I didn't used to until the Lord brought a revelation to me in Westminster Abbey. From that time, I have begun to study secular history, and secular history verifies why God says certain things in His Word. And science also verifies. Science verifies why we shouldn't eat the unclean foods. Science verifies that. And so we need to get the rebellion out of us and learn. And when we're told these things, not to rise up and rebel against it, but to look and see for sure that these things be so. You know, we're here at the campground. We talk about these things. That's what we're here for. We're here. We're here to set the captives free. And there's more than one way of setting a captive free. You know, a lot of setting the captives free, we have to change our ways so that we can be free. And if you don't want to change your way, we can pray for you and get you delivered, but next week or next month, or get you the infirmities off of you and you'll be healed. But 3 days from now, you may have it back again, because you haven't made up your mind that you're going to change your ways to match what God says. Well, let's turn over to Luke chapter 16. Now, everything we've talked about here this afternoon, I have taken a whole session on each one of them, and I could take two or three sessions on each thing that we've talked about. Sins of our fathers, abominable things, the fat and the blood. There are 20-some scriptures that apply to that. Incest, curses, plagues, traditions. That each one is a massive study and Bible study in itself. Each one. And so we've only touched it. We've just made you aware of it. But Luke 16 and verse 17 says, "And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail." But I thought the law was all done away with. Well, that's Jesus talking there. That's what he says. It's easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one tittle of the law to fail. Now turn with me over into the book of Revelations. Yes, we live under grace. If we didn't live under grace, we would have all been stoned. That's right. We all have committed the sins that God says we'd be stoned for. Every one of us in this place. But we live under grace. Thank God for grace. We can change our way. We can reverse. We can go the other direction. We live under grace. Revelations chapter 14. And verse 12. "Here is the patience of the saints." Just turn it off. "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Who is it? It's the saints who have the faith of Jesus that keep the commandments of God. Revelation 22. Verse 14. We can't get much closer to the end of the book than this. Verse 14. "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life." That's the tree we've heard about in a couple of other talks this weekend, the tree of life. And who has a right to the tree of life? "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." Also, Matthew 19:17 is a reference. I'm not going to turn there, just for your sakes. Matthew 19:17 is a reference to this same thing. And now then, let's look at verse 18 and 19. And with this, I'm finished. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Matthew, Numbers, Luke. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lyle? They are wrong. It is referring to this book. From the very first verse of the book of Genesis to the last verse of the book of Revelation. And by this book, one other thing I'll say since you've said that, and by this book shall the earth and all the universe be judged, by this book. And if we intend to be overcomers, and if we intend to rule and reign with Christ, then we must know this book, for by this book shall we rule and reign, and shall we judge if we are to be judges. And we are to be the judges that God is going to use to judge the universe with. And so, therefore, if we intend to be, we must know this book, because by this book shall we judge and rule and reign. By no other book and by no other word. It is finished. God said it's finished. And it's finished right here. And here must we know so that we can be able to rule and reign. So we need to study this book. We need to know this book. We need to come to a rightful understanding of it. Because God needs men and women to rule and reign in the kingdom. But if we don't know the book, we can't rule. I said before, if God called you to go to Mexico or some other nation and made you the president of that country, and it's going to happen one day, it'll happen. From the lowest position to the highest, God is going to require his people. And if he called you to go, there's only one way that he would require you, and there's only by one way that you could rule and take authority, and that's by the word of this book. This is what you will rule by. This is what you will use to say, And to bring into being the laws that will be changed and be used. This is the law that will be used. This book. And we need to know it. I don't know it. I want to know it. But I don't know it. And it's just the last few years that I've realized the responsibility that rests upon us. The responsibility that's ours. As God requires, we talk about being a son of God. We talk about the Eagle Company. We talk about manifestations of the sons of God. We're not capable of that category yet. I believe that there are some who have come into that place, but we're not capable because we don't know this book. We're not able to stand and say, it is written, and thus saith the word of the Lord. Praise her.
About 3:00 this morning, the Lord spoke to me. I was awake, praying, and Glenn's been all over my subjects, but he never quite. The Lord had given me something, just a little bit different, but I am going to start out with Matthew 19. We've heard a lot about life this week, haven't we? And we must all admit, I want all of you to come into unity of the Spirit right now. We must all admit that the body of Christ have many sicknesses. Right in this room are tumors, cancers, lung trouble, all kinds of diseases, aren't there? And many new diseases. We've had, I believe that one lady went home, but she has poison. She couldn't sit on this carpet, or she couldn't stand the formaldehyde in this ceiling, and all of that. It's some kind of a new disease that they know very little about, and she's wasting away. However, she did not want to admit that it was anything coming from the enemy. Well, naturally, it may not be coming from the enemy like we would think it's coming from the enemy, but sickness is not of God, is it? No, it is not of God. And Satan comes to kill us and to destroy us. And that's what he wants to do, to kill us and to destroy us. And he'll do it in any way he can to take away our joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost, which is the kingdom of God. Isn't that right? The kingdom of God is joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Now, we've heard a lot about life this week. The first brother that spoke, wonderful minister of God. And he spoke about entering into life. That is the third realm. That's where we are going. That's why we need to get all these things straightened up in our life so we can come into divine health. Do you want divine health? Yes, we all want divine health. We don't want to be sick. We don't want to be maimed and crippled in our spirits or in our body. And in the 19th chapter of Matthew, this is Jesus' own words. And I know there is so much teaching going around that we do not have to keep the commandments. I read in the Bible almost every day that we must keep these commandments. Now, I don't know where that's coming from, but this is coming from Jesus. What I'm going to read you right now. In the latter part of that verse, if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Is that simple and clear? 19 and 17. What did I say, 18?
You didn't say, you just said...
The 17th verse of the 19th chapter. If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Is that simple? Does everybody understand that? Okay. Matthew 19 and 17. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, circle life and circle wilt, and underline, keep the commandments. And you look at that several times a week and start asking the Lord to show you. Glenn read it in many verses. They say you don't have to go by the Old Testament, some people. Well, why do we go by Psalms 91 then? Why do we? We pick and choose like a cafeteria, but this is not pick and choose day. This is the, we're not playing church anymore. We're right down to the nitty gritty, and we've got to walk it or stop talking it. We've got to come into something more than we have. And we have eaten what we pleased. We have done what we pleased. And the Lord showed me a long time ago that cancer comes strictly from rebellion and witchcraft. Rebellion against the Word of God. And it comes mainly from abominations. Now, my own father died with cancer, a minister of the gospel. And I watched him when he was so sick and so to the end of the line, 83 years old. But he was always very active. He was very, very active, out preaching, pulling a trailer behind his car. But I watched him, and he fought us when we came into the realization that we shouldn't be eating everything that we had always eaten way back in when I came into a deliverance and was delivered of serpentines, and I won't go into that, but it was a deliverance that was no namby-pamby thing. It was a very strong and hard deliverance and a lot of vomiting up, and I looked up. The man of God had come against serpentines, and I went to the big library, and I looked up everything I could find on serpentines, and that might be a good study for all of you. It means anything that wiggles like a snake. Seen or unseen. That's what the dictionaries say. Viruses and all that kind of stuff. You know, under a microscope, they see these little wiggly things. That's what a serpentine is, and we have gotten into our bodies, put in them so many things that are unclean. And this man of God had never even heard of a serpentine before, but whatever he called out in me, I wanted to get rid of him. If somebody calls something out in you and it isn't in there, it isn't going to come out, is it? But if they call something out in you and it comes out, then you'll know you had that. And I didn't vomit right then, but I did the next morning. Just gallons of green water, and all I could taste was pork. Just horrible. That I told Glenn, I don't want to eat any more of it. I didn't even know those scriptures existed, because we had been taught, read the New Testament. This was way back in 66 or 7, and we hadn't paid much attention to the Old Testament. And God led us into this walk, and I know when you touch people's food, you're ready for the guillotine. But we're just telling what happened to us and what God said. And we started looking in the Bible. If it's in the book, we got to believe it, haven't we? So if you will enter into life, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And if you will enter into that, then keep my commandments or keep my rules, keep my laws. And I don't mean the sacrificial law. We're not going to go out and start killing bullocks again, because Jesus fulfilled those laws. But many things in the Word we must keep. All right, that's all I'm going to say to that. And Glenn was touching on this next subject, which the Lord gave me last night. It's about faithfulness. God is looking for faithful people. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. And in the book of Revelation, and I'll go to that, but I want to go to Luke first. 16th chapter of Luke, and Glenn was in this chapter, but he didn't read this verse, the 10th verse. 16th chapter of Luke, 10th verse. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches. Now, in the kingdom, kingdom people should have no poverty, should they? No poverty. God is the supplier of all of our needs. He owns it all. And I don't mean name it and claim it. However, there is some truth in all of these various teachings. There is some truth. But you cannot go way out on a limb on just one thing. We need a broad spectrum of the Word of God, and we need to touch on all the Word of God. And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Now, this is Jesus' own words, isn't it? Again. All right, let's go to 1 Corinthians 4th chapter. I have it somewhere. I'm using my old Bible, which I have some new ones, but when I really want to find something, I use this Bible, and it's falling apart. 4th chapter, verse 2. Well, let's read 1, 2. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ. Now, doesn't the Bible say that we're all able ministers? Doesn't it say that? Is everybody in agreement with that? And stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And I'm going to talk on faithfulness and unfaithfulness. And we're, by the grace of God and with the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, we're going to get rid of the spirit of unfaithfulness and in the spirit of incest and things that Glenn talked on in just a few minutes. Now let's go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians 3. Third chapter, third verse. But the Lord is faithful. If we're going to be like Jesus, then we must be like Jesus. We must be faithful, shouldn't we? Who shall establish you and keep you from evil? Do you want to be kept from the evil one? The Lord says he will establish you. And there's another scripture that says, if you will not believe, you shall not be established. Is that simple? If you don't want to believe, then you can't be established. And Jesus said that he will. He is faithful, he will establish you, and he will keep you from evil. That means if you obey him. But you cannot pick and choose. We must read the whole volume of the book. Now, let's go to Revelations. I don't think Glenn read this verse in Revelations. There's a lot of things on faithfulness. In fact, if you get your Strong's Concordance, there's pages of it. Pages of it. I only want to touch on a little because it is already 4:30 and we're going to go into deliverance, the Lord willing. Now, let's look at 17th chapter, 14th verse. To get the whole context, you'll have to read before, but these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him, that's with Jesus, are called, are chosen, and are faithful. So it behooves us, as called and chosen people, to come into faithfulness. I looked in my dictionary about faithfulness. It is someone who is convinced of the truth of a matter. Are you convinced of the truth of the Bible? It is someone that's loyal. Not only loyal to Jesus, loyal to the Word, loyal to each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. Someone that is steadfast. No yo-yo business, up one day and down the next. We must come into a steadfastness. One that is conscientious. Now, in Glenn and our past experiences, we've had many businesses and many employees. The ones who were the most loyal, the most conscientious, the most steadfast, and the most faithful were the ones who were promoted. That's right. She has employees, I imagine. It's the ones that pick you apart behind your back that pretty soon, as a supervisor, you'll get onto it. And if they don't straighten up, they will be let go. They will not be promoted. They are not good employees. And Jesus is asking for us to be good stewards, faithful people, steadfast and loyal, trustworthy, accurate. Doesn't it say about rightly dividing the word of truth? Accurate. Constant. Be constant. Be on the level all the time. Upright. Pay your bills. As many Christians don't pay the bills. I just can't believe it some days. Sinners do better than the Christians about paying their bills. And they just smile and keep buying more stuff on credit and refuse to pay their bills. Write bad checks. It's hard to believe that Christians would do that, but they are. They are unfaithful. They are not true. They're not dependable. And they're not devoted, really, to Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And because of that, we cannot move into this third realm, the high realm, the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, until we get unfaithfulness out of you and out of me. There's so many things that would entail it. Unfaithfulness means wishy-washy. The Bible says, let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. Don't be wishy-washy. Someone that you cannot trust is unfaithful. Someone who is neglectful. You heard Brother, what was the first man that preached? Brother Agin. Doc Agin. No, it wasn't Doc Agin. It was Brother Bell teaching about the bathroom. Well, in public bathrooms, it's a disgrace. Even in churches, it's a disgrace sometimes. Sometimes we go in these bathrooms back here after a service, and it's a total mess. Towels all over the floor. Everything a total mess. That's neglect, isn't it? Irresponsible. Unfaithful. Unfaithfulness in marriage. Well, we have that all over everywhere, and it's in the Christian realm and in churches. It should not be. No allegiance. No allegiance to the Lord. We have people in America that have no allegiance to America at all. You'd think they preferred to live in Russia with all the hardships. They have no allegiance to America at all. Infidels are unfaithful. And people who are discontented. Have you ever seen people that just were moving all the time and going from one state to the other and quitting jobs and getting other jobs? Always discontented. That's unfaithfulness. And people who have a lack of interest, they could care less if they get delivered. They could care less if their neighbor needs help. They wouldn't lift their finger. I saw that when we were working in the Full Gospel Businessmen's Conventions. One time Glenn left me to set up they used to set up maybe in five different places, and he asked me would I help him set up. And I asked a businessman, a chapter president, would you mind carrying this thing here over to that room, and I'll bring the two recorders. Why, he said, I wouldn't be caught dead walking around in this hotel with this. I said, well, I don't understand that. Well, he said, I'm too proud for that. Isn't that something? It's just not right. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. We have to call it a spirit. It's a bad attitude to be unfaithful. And God is looking for faithful people. He wants us to have an allegiance to him. Not only to him. We need to have allegiance to people we work for, your boss. If you can't have an allegiance to your boss, and if you can't work for him without cutting him to pieces, you should quit your job and go and leave somewhere else. It isn't right. It isn't right to quibble all the time about all your jobs. That is wrong, and that's called unfaithfulness. And so today, now I know there's many, many people here with diseases. There's many, many suicidal spirits in here. There's many, many problems with your cult. Now, I don't know if we've ever had a camp meeting where there were so many serious cases as we have had, and we have prayed. Now, the first night, or the first day, Friday, there was really no anointing to pray for deliverance. There was just teaching, and we were hearing about where we are going when we get these things cast out of us. But yesterday, there was a tremendous anointing for deliverance. And this morning, there's been a lot of anointing in the building, and people have been delivered in many different ways through the Word. Were you delivered through the Word that Glenn read? See, the Word enlightens us. It pricks us. It convicts us. It shows us. It cleans us up. It shows us where we can correct ourselves. And I know there's one lady here that has that disease. I've just heard about two different people just here lately with it. I've never heard of it before. And she had it in her ankles, this yeast that gets in your body. And it concentrates, and it acts somewhat like kidney infection sometimes, or it acts in different ways. And she has that. And I know there's emphysema in here this afternoon and many other things. And I can say true that I am not totally whole in my body, but I sure want to be. I want to walk in total health. And I believe that if we will praise the Lord for a few minutes and ask the Lord to come with the anointing to deliver us. How many people want to be delivered here this afternoon? You want to get these things out of your system. You want to get well. You want to enter into divine health and you want to change. Now, yesterday, there was one spirit that Brother Bell never did delve into, or he taught on it, but he never did command it to come out, and that was Jezebel spirit. So we may do that. Someone reminded me of that. But let's just praise the Lord. Let's look at Jesus. Let's think about Jesus now. He is the Word, and we've been thinking about Him in this realm. Now let's think about Him who lives within us. And let's begin to praise Him and thank Him that we're cleansed by the precious blood. Thank Him that He's come down and chosen us and called us. And thank Him for helping us to become faithful in every area of our life. Every area of our life. Faithful wives, faithful husbands, faithful children to their parents. All of these various things. Faithful to our employers. Faithful to read the Word. Faithful to come to church. Faithful to come on time. You know, that's a laziness spirit, to always be late, to come right down at the end of the wire. That means you really don't want to get here. You really don't want to come, or else it means that you want to come in with a big flare and show up. One or the other, that's what it means. I heard a sermon on that recently, of people that are always late. That's a procrastination spirit. That's a spirit that has to be dealt with, because that's an unfaithful spirit, isn't it? People not showing up for their jobs. Sunday school teachers not showing up. Bible teachers not showing up. All these various things have a connotation of unfaithfulness, and we will never move to this third realm of faithfulness where Jesus really wants to bring us to unless we get rid of it. And see, these are hindering forces in us that cause us to act like that. Some people just are always late. No matter if they start 3 hours ahead of time to get ready, they walk in church late, and that is wrong. Absolutely wrong, and it's a spirit that causes them to do that. There are some people that are always late on their jobs, late to work. And we call them self-starters and kick-starters. Some of them will not start to work when they're supposed to. They'll wait till somebody tells them, come on, it's time to go to work. That's not faithfulness, is it? Absolutely not. That's unfaithfulness. And we're getting down to the nitty-gritty today, and Jesus wants to set us free from all these things. Lord, we praise You. Lord, we praise You for Your Word that will correct us. Lord, we praise You for the Word that will heal us. Lord, we praise You for the correction that You have brought to us through Your Word. And Lord, we want to abide in Your Word. And we want Your words to abide in us so that we can ask what we will and You'll do it for us. And Lord, we just thank You. We thank You, Lord, for our deliverance here this afternoon for these people, for all the infirmities of the flesh that has come upon them because of our disobedience. And Lord, we just thank You today that You are our healer, that You are a God of miracles, that You choose to help us and to lead us and to bring us into all truth. And Lord, we want all truth. And we ask You today to let these things sink deep in our hearts and in our minds, that we will, in obedience, correct ourselves and be loyal unto You and unto Your Word. And we thank You for this, and we praise You for this. We praise You for this. The anointing will not come down unless we praise the Lord. He inhabits our praises, and that's the only way that the anointing will come down. We praise You, Jesus. Everybody praise the Lord if you want to be faithful. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. I praise You, Jesus. I praise You, Jesus. I praise You, Jesus. I thank You, Lord. I thank You, Lord. I thank You, Lord. I thank You, Lord. I thank You, Jesus. I praise You, Lord. You're the King of Kings. You're our Deliverer. You're our Savior. We love You, Lord. We love You, Lord. We love You, Lord. Now the Lord says in Joel, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And Lord, we call on You now. Deliver us from unfaithfulness. Deliver us from incest. Deliver us from sickness and diseases, infirmities. We want to be healed. And Lord, we know You finished that. And we want to be totally healed and delivered from the spirits of infirmities in our body. And today, Lord, we confess that we have sinned. We ask for the precious blood to come down over us. Our generations behind us have sinned. We have collected unfamiliar or familiar spirits to us, and things that we have not known, we have had it visited down upon us through our bloodline. And Lord, today we ask you to cleanse our blood that has not been cleansed. We ask you to take away all these sins of rebellion. We ask for the precious blood to come down and totally cleanse our minds and our subconscious and deliver us, Lord, from all evil. We cry out today for deliverance from all evil. Cleanse us, Lord, from all evil. Cleanse us and deliver us from all evil. Take out the rebellion, the lying, and the stealing, and all of the things that displease you, Lord. All of the sins of the occult and the curses of the occult and the spells put on us through churches and through our mother churches and through the Catholic Church and all of the things that's been put on us through all these different denominations and doctrines of men. Lord, forgive us for not looking in the Bible to see if truth is truth in there. Forgive us, Lord Jesus. Help us to search the Word to see if these things be true that we have spoken today. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. Our Glenn's going to come and we're going to give the commands. Now, evil spirits come in. The Holy Spirit comes as wind. Jesus made everything very simple. We make things very hard for ourselves. We make salvation hard. We make speaking in tongues so hard until we start speaking in tongues and glorifying God. And then it's very easy and simple. Deliverance is very simple. It's somewhat like, you men would not understand it, but it's somewhat like having a baby. When you're having a baby, they're always telling you, bear down, bear down. The Bible says, cast out, cast out. That means to vomit, give a quick jerk, breathe out. You breathe out these evil spirits, and it's very simple. But you must cooperate, too. You'll never have a baby just lying there in the bed. And if you don't do what they say, they'll whack you. Now, I'm not going to come and whack you today, but if you want to be rebellious, then I can't help you, and Jesus can't help you. But if you will cooperate and begin to breathe these evil things out of you and get the train rolling, they'll come out like a freight train. And Glenn is going to come against these things that he talked about and the unfaithfulness in us as Christians. Now, everybody be in one accord, back in the back. Everybody be in one accord. Pray and wait upon the Lord. And wait upon the Lord. And you may be seated. It's easier to get them out. Yes, brother?
The Lord would say unfaithfulness is a curse.
Yes, it is. It is. It's a plague, a curse. It's everything bad. Everything of the enemy. Everything.
Father, I stand as a priest in behalf of this congregation this afternoon, and I take that place of authority in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
The word is, it is written that Jesus gives us authority over all the power of the enemy. And I take that place of authority this afternoon in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Satan, I serve you notice that I have authority over you. And in Jesus' name I bind you, every spirit in here, I take that authority and I bind it to the day of judgment. It shall not tear or shall not harm in any way. I bind them in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask for the angels of the Lord to come collect them and keep them till you shall judge them. And I thank you for it. I praise you for hearing our petition this afternoon. You spirits of addiction, I bind you. Every spirit of addiction, I bind you in Jesus' name. Spirits of addiction to alcohol, spirits of addiction to drugs, spirits of addiction to tobacco. Every is the curse of tobacco. I break the power of the curse of it. The curse of drugs. I break the curse of drugs. I speak to it in Jesus' name. I break that those curses of addiction in Jesus' name. Loose these people and come out of them in the name of the Lord. I loose these people in the name of the Lord. Tranquilizers and Valium and all spirits of addiction. I break those all drugs, spirits of all types of drugs. Every type of drug, I bind those powers in Jesus' name. And I break the curse of it from off of them. Loose them. Loose them. Come off of them. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Come out. Come out. Loose them. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them. Come out. Come out. Come out. I break your power over these people. I speak to them in Jesus' name. I break the power of it in the name of the Lord. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Every spirit of addiction, every spirit of drugs, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I bind you to their judgment. Not tear, no harm. Come on out. Come out. Come out. Jesus gives me authority over you. In Jesus' name, I bind you. Loose them. Come out of them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Sexual sins. Sexual sins. I take authority over you. I bind you in Jesus' name. Incest. Incest and sexual sins. Uncleanliness. Homosexuality. Lesbianism. Perversion. Spirits of perversion. I bind you. Come out. Come out.
Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Loose them. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your powers over these people. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I bring up the sins of the fathers. I bring up the sins of the fathers to the 10th generation. I bring up the sins of the fathers in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. I break the powers of the sins of the ancestors in Jesus' name, of our ancestral sins. Loose them. Come out. For 30 generations, I break these powers in Jesus' name. I loose them. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Not giving God the glory. Not giving God the glory. Not giving God that portion which is His. I break the powers of these curses of the sins of our ancestors from off of us. Loose us. Come off of us. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind every familiar spirit. Take authority over the familiar spirits that's come down through our ancestral line. I break the powers of the occult. The powers of the occult. The familiar spirits of the occult. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Come on. Come down. Come out. Come out. The occult. Spirits of the occult. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the powers of the occult. Come out of these people in Jesus' name. The occult in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it. Witchcraft. Sorcery. 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 Come out. Witchcraft and sorcery in Jesus' name. I break the powers in Jesus' name. I break these powers over these people. Loose them and come out of them in Jesus' name. I break your powers. Come out in Jesus' name. Praise your Lord. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Every spirit of the occult, I break it. Every spirit of witchcraft. Every curse that's been spoken against anyone here. I cut it off at the root. I cut it off. I break the power of it. Every spirit of the occult. Every spirit of witchcraft that's been performed in any way against anyone here. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Every curse that's been spoken against anyone here. I break the thought. I take the authority and the power of it away. I loose us from it. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it. Jesus is Lord, and He's given me authority in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I bind and break the powers of witchcraft, the occult in Jesus' name. Power of the Ouija board, the power of tarot cards. Loose them. Come out of them. Break the power of it in Jesus' name. I break the powers of ESP. I break the powers of mind control and ESP. I break it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose us. Come out of us. Break the powers of it over every one of us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus. Spirit of hypnotism. I break the power of hypnotism. The spirit of hypnotism. Come out of these people. I bind them. I break the power. I break the curse of it. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I cut it off. I break the powers of it over these people. Come off of it in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. Loose these people. Come off of them in Jesus' name. Come on. Loose us. Loose us. Spirit of suicide. Murders. Murder. Suicide. I bind you. Spirit of suicide, I break you over every one of these people. Spirit of suicide, spirit of murder, I bind you. I break your power in Jesus' name. I break your power in Jesus' name. Spirit of suicide and spirit of murder, come on, loose these people. Loose them in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. Loose them. You spirit of Jezebel, I bind you. I break your power over both men and women. Spirit of Jezebel, I break your power in Jesus' name. Both over both men and women. Ahab spirit, I break that power in Jesus' name. Loose them. Come off of them. Loose them. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of Ahab, spirit of Jezebel, I bind you. I break your power. Come out of these people in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your power in the name of the Lord. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come on out. Come on. I bind you. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come on. Move. 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 I break your powers over these people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move, move, move. Suicide, murder, anger, rage, hate. Anger, rage, hate. I break your power over these people. Come out. Anger, rage, hate. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Come out. Come out. Unforgiveness. Come out. Come out. Move. Move. I break your power. Move in Jesus' name. Come out. Come on. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Unforgiveness. Come out. Unforgiveness. 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 Come out. Move. 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 I break the curse of divorce. I break the curse of divorce. Inherited curse of divorce. I break its power in Jesus' name. I break its power. Come out. I break it over these people. Move. Come out. Move. Come out in Jesus' name. Move. Come out. Come on. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Move. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your power over these people. Loose us. Loose us. Come off of us in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirit of death. Spirit of death. I break the power of death. Spirit of death. Untimely death. I speak to the spirit of death. Come out of these people. Loose us. Come off of us in Jesus' name. Untimely death. Come off of us. Loose us in Jesus' name. I break your power over these people. Over every one of us. I break your power over me in Jesus' name. Come on, move. Move in Jesus' name. Move. Come out. Move. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Come on, move. Move in the name of the Lord. Move in Jesus' name. Break your power in Jesus' name. Break your power in Jesus' name. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Move. Come on, move. Move in Jesus' name. Move. Break your power in Jesus' name. I break your power. Move. Come out. Move. Move. Hatred. Hatred. Hatred and unforgiveness. Move. Hatred and unforgiveness. Move. Jesus' name. Come on, move. Hatred, unforgiveness. Move. Move in Jesus' name. I bind the powers of the occult. I bind it in Jesus' name. I bind the powers of witchcraft. Fortune telling. I bind it in Jesus' name. I bind it in Jesus' name. I bind you. You'll not work. You'll not operate. Every spirit of witchcraft or the occult. Spirit of fortune telling. I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Fortune telling. I break the powers of every of it in Jesus' name. Move. Move. I bind you. I break your powers. I break the curse of it. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Move. Come out. Move. Move. I break your power. I break your power. Satan, I take authority over you. I bind you to a day of judgment. I break up, bind the power of every evil spirit, every spirit of sorcery, every spirit of fortune-telling, every spirit of the occult. I break it in Jesus' name. Powers of the witch, I break the powers of the witch in Jesus' name. I break the powers of the witch and bind it in Jesus' name. Take authority over it in the name of the Lord. I bind the powers of the witch in Jesus' name. I break the curse of it. I break it in Jesus' name. Move, loose. Come out. Move, move. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Move. Move. I bind you in Jesus' name. Come on. Move. Move. Move in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, I take authority over every curse or every word that's been spoken against anyone here in Jesus' name. And I break the powers of that in Jesus' name. Any curse or any word spoken against anyone in Jesus' name. And I break the powers of witchcraft off of this. I speak in Jesus' name. I break it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for
spirit of poverty.
I break the curse of poverty. I break it in Jesus' name. I break it off in Jesus' name, off of Bernadine. I break it from her. I loose her from it in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus. I speak prosperity to her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I break the curse of poverty over everyone here. I break the curse of poverty in Jesus' name. I speak to poverty. I bind you off of these people in Jesus' name. I speak prosperity to them in the name of the Lord. I speak prosperity in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I speak prosperity in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, yeah.
I got her on myself. I know. But she got her, so he let some things happen to the teachers.
And also what is it?
Well, the infection is gone.
But it's shingles.
Shingles.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And she got nerves.
Yeah. Father, I speak to this nervous condition. I speak to every spirit of rebellion. I speak to this spirit of shingles. I curse it in Jesus' name. And I command these nerves to be strong and healthy in Jesus' name. And I speak to this nerves of this body. I curse it in the name of the Lord. I curse it in Jesus' name. I rebuke it. Loose her. Come off of her in Jesus' name. I bind you today, Judgment. Come off of her. From your spirit of infirmity, I bind you from her in Jesus' name. You'll not follow her down. I rebuke you. I curse you from her in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I speak life to her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
She's always trying to put witchcraft on.
I curse that stuff in Jesus' name. We curse that in Jesus' name. We speak against that curse that's speaking against her in Jesus' name. I curse that in the name of the Lord. Now, Father, I speak to this body and anoint it with oil. I speak to these legs and ankles and this body and in Jesus' name and this water tension, and I curse that from this body, and I speak health and life to this body. Spirit of infirmity, I bind you up ever in the name of the Lord. I curse you. You'll not follow her any longer. I speak restoration to her in Jesus' name. I praise you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And Joe,
thank
you. I guess Sister Irma told you about him.
Yeah.
Falling out.
Yeah.
Well, he's not falling, he's not breaking out, he's getting irritable. So,
well, Lord,
come against those spirits.
We speak to those irritable spirits. That spirit of rebellion in him in Jesus' name. I speak to that spirit of rebellion in Joe. I curse that out of him in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, you've taken the alcohol and the tobacco from me. Thank you for it, Lord. Now take the rebellion out of him in Jesus' name. Lord, let the angel of the Lord chase him. Amen.
It's a familiar spirit that's come down through the family line. Father, I anoint you with oil. I take authority over you. I bind you, you familiar spirit. Come down through this family line of hutch problems. I curse you, oh, Father, in Jesus' name. I bind you to dead judgment. Loose them, come, Father. My body, I command this part to receive the healing virtue of the Lord. Be thou strong. I curse that murmur in the name of the Lord. I rebuke it out of her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for health and strength in this body. I praise you for restoration in it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, okay. I thought you wanted castration spirit. Father, I curse that cast. In Jesus' name, Lord, you know what I'm saying. Amen. Anyway, Jesus' name, I curse that late spirit. Jesus, I curse you. Jesus' name. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Say that word for her. No. Should she be being late? She, procrastination. You spirit of procrastination. I bind you in Jesus' name. I bind you in Jesus' name. I bind you in Jesus' name. Now loose my sister and come off of her. Lord, she will not be late. Jesus, thank you. She will not in Jesus' name. I thank you. Hallelujah. Praise your Lord. All right, anoint that with oil, and I curse that in Jesus' name. The body, I command you to dissolve that. I command that to dissolve, and that to go away in Jesus' name. I curse that and command it to dissolve and go away in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, all right. Father, I take authority over this familiar spirit that has followed her around and will not let her alone. And I bind you, you familiar spirit that's aligned with witchcraft and sorcery that comes down through the family line. I bind you in the name of the Lord. Now you, sir, not to bother her anymore. I cut you off. Father, send the angel to take it and keep it to the dead. Sir. Thank you. Who, sir? Jesus. Thank you. Yes. I find you, I curse you out of her. Lucifer, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come on, Lucifer. Come on. Come on, Lucifer. I speak cleanliness and holiness to her. Lucifer in Jesus. Lucifer. 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 Come on. Move, move, move. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Oh, yes, for Jerry. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Father, we anoint this oil in the name of the Lord on behalf of Jerry, and I bind those spirits in him of suicide and those mental problems. I speak to that spirit of schizophrenia in Jesus' name. I bind it in Jesus' name. I curse that thing in the name of the Lord, and I put the fire of the Holy Ghost into this cloth in Jesus' name. The angel of the Lord, go with it and drive these spirits out by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I speak restoration to him in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, spirit of fear, I bind you in Jesus' name. I bind you in Jesus' name. Anger and rage, I bind you in Jesus' name. I bind you in Jesus' name. Now, Father, thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost to drive out and chase it away in Jesus' name. Yes, I thank you, Lord, for restoring the Lord to the place that you put him back into. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we know you're with oil in the name of the Lord. We curse that. Father,
problem in here that was caused deliberately? Or the sin of that, I release her from the sin of it, from any resentment against her husband because of it, any rebellion against him, Lord Jesus. We forgive him, Lord. We forgive him, and we mean it. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And I speak to this problem here, and I command it to correct us. I speak to it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Body, I command you to correct yourself. In Jesus' name, I command restoration into there in the name of the Lord Jesus. Body, I command you to correct yourself and restore yourself, and I command normal here, that breathing to come into this nostril area and into the glands and into the areas of this sinus box and this sinus area. I command it to become normal in Jesus' name. I command any sinus condition to dry up and wither and not to return in Jesus' name. There'll be no sinus condition coming into this area in the name of the Lord. I push that in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Any of you here who have infirmities, come and let's pray for them.
That's a gluttonous spirit.
You spirit of Lamaze, I bind you of every person in this place that's been involved in it anyway. Lamaze, I bind you. I break your power over the people, or over the women. I break the spirit of Lamaze off of the women in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit. Loose them, come off of them in Jesus' name. The results of it that's visited to the children, I break the curse of it off of their children in Jesus' name. I loose them from it in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Father, I take authority over the spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, I bind you in Jesus' name. I break your power over her in Jesus' name. You are a natural spirit that causes her to want to eat when she doesn't need it. I bind you in Jesus' name. Loose her. Spirit of addiction, I bind you in Jesus' name. Loose her. Come on, Father. Spirit of addiction. Loose her. Loose her in Jesus' name. Come on, Father. You spirit of blessing, I bind you. Don't you torment her. You spirit of tormentor that makes her think she needs to eat when she's already eaten. I bind you in Jesus' name. Body, I command you to be normal. I command you not to strive and require and want food when it's not necessary. I curse that trouble in the body, and I command it to become whole and normal. And in the name of the Lord, obey in Jesus' name. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice.
know it's a devil and I know it's evil. All I can do is just, the hedge of protection about the whole bunch.
They talk about the force. And the force of Satan. Praise you, Jesus. Praise your Lord. Father, we anoint my sister with oil. Your word says, and we lay hands on you. And Father, I stand as a priest before her and in her behalf. I take authority over this problem in the back, the deterioration of the back, the muscles, the nerve, whatever the problem is. I take authority over it. I bind and break the power of the cause of it. And it's inherited, I break the cause of it from the inheritance of it. If it's something she's done that's caused to get right to it, I break the power back and I curse it in Jesus' name. And I take the authority away that it has that Satan has there because of his riddle life. I apply and I put break the blood of Jesus to that area of her body in Jesus' name. I apply and I apply the blood there in Jesus' name. And I take the right away that she's given that Satan has to attack her in this area. And I break the power he has over her in Jesus' name. Then I speak to this body.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.